Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, October the 1st and the whole week ahead. Venus, your ruler, beautifully connected to Neptune, which is all about romance. In fact, this whole weekend, I would love you to do romantic things, to get carried away on a wave of nostalgia and of sentiment. Return to places you've always loved or liked. It's one of those times to follow your yearnings for the past, and it won't do you any harm when it comes to love either. Here's your Sunday stars. We certainly can't get over yesterday's Venus trine Neptune. Indeed, why would we want to? Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because Venus is in your seventh house, and the connection to Neptune in Pisces is so good for you. Your 11th house, and it means that friends can be lovers too. It's that kind of thing. Don't be at all surprised if someone's feelings, which might have been mysterious to you in the past, suddenly come to light. Here's your Monday stars. Now the moon is in Scorpio, and that's your seventh house of relationships and linked to Venus. There is more of this beautifully amiable and amorous feel to your stars. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The seventh house is what it's all about. And when you get this kind of connection, it could well mean that you suddenly have a surge of feelings for someone. Perhaps somebody you didn't think too much of before, but now you begin to see where the love lies. Here's your Tuesday stars. When you get a Sun-Saturn aspect, but beautifully connected, then this is a serious aspect, but serious in a positive way. So for you, this is an excellent time to concentrate on matters of health, anything to do with medical areas, or if you've got to work out what I would call really important business matters that are linked to officialdom or authority, this really is a time to do it. They will be pleased to hear from you. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, Venus and Pluto connected well together, and indeed they are. Today is passion. It's all about passion. Whether your passion is for somebody or something, or somebody is passionate about you. Hey-o! What does it matter? There's a lot of passion around. And this passionate streak can even be connected to the things you love to do creatively, artistically. Maybe you're passionate about music or passionate about something. But let your passions take control. Here's your Thursday stars. Lots going on in the sign of Sagittarius. Now, I alluded to this a couple of days ago, that this is an excellent time for you to delve into that secretive part of yourself. Very often we don't know what makes our own selves tick. So, for these kind of stars, look into yourself. Begin to see what it is that you need to know about you. Psychologically, this is a great time to create a breakthrough so you get more knowing about what it is are your strengths and your weaknesses. Here's your Friday stars. Well, the Sun squaring Pluto is not particularly positive. In fact, it's far from it. I would say that there's a number of things you've got to be very wary of. First of all, don't think you know everything when you don't. Now, if that's not you, then somebody around you is like that. Somebody is arrogant. Somebody really believes they know whatever life is all about. They know it and they experience it. They're going to get on your nerves. And if I were you before psychological battles lines are drawn, I'd get out of that quick.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.